Antonio's Music by Joanna Emery. Illustrated by Sue Todd. Antonio's Music by Joanna Emery. Illustrated by Sue Todd. Antonio was born in Venice many years ago. As Antonio grew up, he music all around him. The chirping birds and rustling made music. Even the wind made Antonio's father music too. He made beautiful music with his Antonio wanted to make music just like his. Please teach me to play the violin. Antonio's father said, yes, I'll you. Antonio worked hard to learn how to the violin. His friends thought he worked much too. Antonio, come out and get some fresh air, would say. So, Antonio went outside with his. He played in the streets and in the. In fact, Antonio played everywhere. He made music. When Antonio grew up, he still making beautiful music, so he wrote music. He was a Antonio wrote lots of music for and operas. Once, he wrote music about spring, summer, and fall. People loved Antonio's music. Came from far away to hear his music played in Venice. People loved his music for many. But as Antonio grew old, people listened to music. They forgot all about Antonio and beautiful music. Antonio's music was forgotten for almost 2 years. Then, one day, some people many books of his music in an old, dusty library. They played it and said, this sounds like a wind. This like chirping birds. Sounds like falling raindrops. This sounds like blowing. Antonio's music is now almost everywhere. And people say, this is beautiful music. Antonio Vivaldi was born in Venice on March 4th, 1678. He was so small and weak, his parents thought he might not live. But he did live, and Antonio grew up to become a famous composer. He created music to represent the sounds of winter, spring, summer, and fall. Antonio called this music the Four Seasons. If you ever hear the Four Seasons, listen closely to figure out which season the music is representing. Can you hear a cold wind or a thunderstorm? Can you hear birds chirping? Or can you hear leaves falling?